Hello, welcome to this week's edition of People, Profit, and Planet. This is Nancy Gift, and I'm here with Erica. And Erica, can you say your name for me, your last name?
Hello, this is Erica Berechnoy.
Great, and Erica works with the Office of Sustainability with Joan Pauley, and Erica is going to talk to us today about waste. So we have been working with Joan and the Office of Sustainability on waste management for a couple of years now. Of course, Bria's had recycling for a long time. Can you tell me about some of the changes you know have happened since Joan started with us?
Well, now we are trying to incorporate standardized recycling bins across campus. We have already done that in Deep Green, Kentucky Talcott, Dana with the new building that we have. And we have incorporated pizza boxes so people can compost pizza boxes. Our greenhouse is taking that. And now we are working on going into each administrative building to see where we can put new standardized recycling bins, because we want students to find it easy to recycle, because in many buildings, one bin may be squared, another bin may be tall. So we want to standardize them, and we want them to be clear, so you can see exactly what goes into each bin.
Oh, yeah, because usually it's a black box, and so if someone's already put trash in there, then they don't feel guilty because they can't even see it.
Exactly.
Right. And one of the reasons that we've been working on standardization is because Berea's recycling rate is historically really low. It's pretty easy to understand why, because in a lot of small Appalachian communities, there's no municipal recycling. So we've been, I feel like Joan said our rate was something like 25% historically?
Yeah, we recycle 20%, which is 10% below the national average.
Right.
So we are trying to increase that. And our goal is to become a zero waste institution. And we can do that a way to do it is to standardize recycling bins. So with that, we are expecting recycling rates to go up.
Right. That would be great, because then it will make it easier for people to understand. They won't get confused and then throw things in the trash.
Exactly.
Do you have any insight for us on whether it's better to accidentally put recycling in the trash or the other way around, or any tips for students in thinking through if they're not sure what to do, what should they do?
Well, in general, the recycling bins have a label that say paper or plastics and bottles. So it's just a matter of reading what goes into each bin.
Yeah.
So, and with the new bins that we are going to put, we want to put also pictures. I'm pretty sure everybody has seen the labels in the cafe.
Right.
Where there is the...
That's a really well-labeled one.
Yeah, there is the recycling, and there are not only pictures, but there are objects in a glass container, so you can see what goes inside. There is also the composting station, and you can see what goes inside because of the items that are there. So we want to do something similar, but not with real items, but with pictures.
Yeah, that makes sense. So we have actual examples in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, what are some... I know we're moving towards single-stream recycling. Is that still happening for the most part, or...?
We've moved into single-stream recycling in dorms, in residence halls. We want to have separated items in administrative buildings, because that way our recycling rates can go up, and also because our vendor takes separated items.
Right.
When we mix paper with glass and bottles, usually paper gets wet. And when it gets wet, we cannot recycle that.
It's not
we
as high
want
quality.
Exactly. And we are doing that in administrative buildings because paper is more used over there. But in buildings, it's not that much. So in dorms, we can mix everything.
That's good. Of course, one of the challenges of recycling and one of the reasons why it's the hardest environmental action to take is because not only do we have to do the right thing on our end, but somebody who picks up the recycling then has to do the right thing on their end.
Yeah.
And so just to explain to our listeners a little bit, when we take our recycling, we're actually taking it to a vendor, and that person is sort of a carrier for the recycling, but they have to have somewhere to take it. And if they don't have anywhere to take it because no one wants the recycling, then we're not going to be able to continue to pick it up. So basically recycling is a sort of supply and demand market, like many other things. And if there's no demand, then we can't continue supplying that recycling.
Exactly.
I don't know if you heard a story on the radio a few years ago when the 2008 market crash hit, that we actually lost our market, not just we as a college, but the country lost most of its market for cardboard to recycle, because what happened was the people who manufactured televisions and all these other things in Southeast Asia were not selling as many, and so they didn't need the cardboard to make their boxes, and so we couldn't afford to ship the cardboard if there was no market for it. So it's a really interesting thing how our consumer culture both feeds the recycling and it also uses the recycling at the same time. So it's kind of interesting.
Wow. Yeah, the same is happening now with glass. We find now that many vendors are not taking glass because it's cheaper to produce it from scratch. However, there is so much glass that is being used that there is nowhere where we can put it. So we still collect glass because sometimes our vendors take it, sometimes they don't.
So we keep collecting it so we don't confuse people, but yes. Sometimes it's not going to go anywhere.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, on that note, I want to play a song for us. So we're going to hear a song about glass.
Sometimes I got a heart of glass. Seems like a real thing, no, it's
All right, this is Nancy Gift. I'm back with Erica, and we are talking on the show People, Profit, Planet, a new show here on WBER, and we're really glad to be to have whatever audience members we have today. Erica works with the Office of Sustainability, and we've been talking here about recycling. The song you just heard was Heart of Glass by Blondie from Best of Blondie. I hope some of you recognized it, but who knows, because it's from the 70s, which is my childhood. So we're continuing to talk about recycling. And Erica, I'd love to hear, what can we recycle?
Okay, yeah, that's sometimes a tricky question. Paper can for sure be recycled. It doesn't matter the color. All paper is recycled, except paper that has been...
Glued and laminated.
Laminated paper cannot be recycled because it has plastic.
But not recyclable plastic.
Yeah, it's not. And there are some containers, like chips, that the bottom is metal and then the tube is cardboard. And that we cannot recycle because it's mixed metal and plastic,
right.
And also cardboard. We can recycle packaging that inside has paper. Packaging that inside has styrofoam cannot be recycled.
Okay. Definitely no styrofoam.
No. Styrofoam cannot be recycled. Also about plastic. When we have plastic items, we have to look in the item. Sometimes it comes in the bottom. We have to look for a number. We can recycle numbers 1 and 2. We will see the little triangle, the
right.
symbol of recycling,
right.
And then we have to look at the number. Numbers 1 and 2 can be recycled, so we need to be careful when we have an item that has plastic in it.
So usually yogurt cups, which if I remember right are number 5, can't be recycled
no.
because they're not the right kind of plastic.
Exactly.
Yeah, that makes it really tricky. I want to see if you recognize this sound.
Oh.
So can that be recycled?
I think it cannot because it's very... Oh, yeah, that's water. Yes, it can be recycled. Yes.
I was trying to see. And then here's our other sound of recycling.
That's paper.
That's
we
paper.
Can recycle paper.
That's good. All right, so water bottles and paper. I meant to bring cans and all kinds of things, but,
yeah.
you know.
Also, when we have bottles, make sure that you dump all the liquid left because we don't want to recycle liquid because
right.
we don't recycle that. We
no.
compost that. So you can dump your liquid and then put the bottle or can in the recycling bin.
So if it's a liquid like tea or water, you might dump it on a plant.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's Coke, you probably don't want to dump it on a plant because it might kill it. I hear Coke will actually take the paint off cars.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, scary stuff. Do you have any particular stories you've heard about recycling gone wrong or waste collection gone wrong?
Well, we have a funny story on Mountain Day. We had the Leave No Trace contest where 5 people had the chance to win $100 in a gift card. And the contest was about collecting trash left on the mountain. We wanted to clean it. And people could collect recycled materials and trash. Nothing else. And there were some people collecting compost. And some people were set up on a table collecting compost. And we told them, no, you cannot do that. That's not the right thing to do. So we had to disqualify the people who were collecting compost and also the people who were collecting compost in their tables.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's supposed to be collecting trash while you walk and...
Well,
and
it seems like if you were trying to collect compostables at the mountain, that could go on sort of forever, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you could end up collecting the whole darn mountain.
Yeah. And also about compost, we have a organic certified greenhouse, so we have to be very careful of what we put in our compost. That's why we have recycling and composting ambassadors during our events on campus. So if you see people... stand by the recycling bins, composting bins, they are there to help you to put your things in the right item, in the right bin. So, yeah, we had to disqualify people who were collecting compost because they were not collecting compost correctly.
No, that's really important also. And it's one of the reasons why we had to switch back from composting the plastic silverware to not composting it because the organic compost that we keep at the farm wasn't allowed to take the plastic silverware.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. It's not silverware anymore. If it's not silver, I guess it's utensils.
Utensils, but, yeah.
Right.
Oh, also important, we cannot recycle plastic bags, like Walmart bags.
Right.
We cannot recycle them. We can reuse them. So
right.
If you have plastic bags, make sure that you reuse them. But we cannot recycle them.
And usually Walmart will take them in the front?
Or yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
there
have
are plenty of ways to use them, but they don't go in the plastic recycling.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So generally, it's the drinking, any bottle that you have a drink from, you just don't include the drink with it when you recycle. And the average container, but once you get away from drink containers, you have to be a little more careful, and paper. And we do have the way to compost pizza boxes, but we try not to recycle them.
No.
Right.
No, because they have been contaminated with food, pizza.
The grease.
The grease.
Yeah. If the pizza were grease-free, we might have a different conversation, but
yeah.
Not quite yet. Do you want to tell a little bit about how greening events? I know that the Office of Sustainability has been trying, you know, of course, it's easy to compost and recycle, and we generally do really well in the dining hall, but when we have an event, so Mountain Day, what are the kinds of logistical challenges that go into place to making Mountain Day work as a green event instead of an event that makes Berea less green?
Well, so far, all our events on campus have been zero waste, meaning that we divest 90% of waste from landfills. The logistics. We have to, either the recycling department knows about an event, and then they get the recycling bins, I mean, the event bins, and then they let us know that they will have event bins. Or we learn first about the event, and then we tell them that we need to have event bins. So we work very closely with them. And then we need to get composting and recycling ambassadors, the people who will stand by the event bin telling you where goes compost, trash, and recycling. Usually we get our workers to be composting ambassadors, but we want to welcome anybody who is interested in being an ambassador, because that's a great way to learn how to be more sustainable, more green. So we welcome any students. If anybody is interested in working as a volunteer for some of our events, they can contact me or go to the sustainability department, and we will get in touch with you about that.
Good. Yeah, so you need willing people, and if there are any labor supervisors out there who have a labor student who is slacking off, you can just send them to events to help work with the recycling, correct?
Yeah, we always need volunteers for that.
It helps if they're good workers, but many kinds of workers can do for this job, correct?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, good. And are there any other upcoming events that you all are particularly recruiting for?
Yes, we have the Hunger Hearts food drive on Saturday.
Ah, okay. So, yeah. All right, we'll talk more about that later. And you have a couple of faculty meetings you all are collecting for a little bit later.
Yes. We have the General Faculty Assembly, which happens about 3 or 4 times per semester. They usually happen on Tuesday. I cannot recall on the top of my mind when is the next General Faculty Assembly, but they are generally on a Tuesday for between 1 and 2 hours, and that's where faculty meet.
Faculty and always hope they're 1 hour, but yes.
1 hour. So we have a composting ambassador over there, so we need people there.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever we have events coming in, labor programs, labor departments contact me, and then they let me know, we need this recycling bin, this composting bin.
Right.
So it's an ongoing thing that we need volunteers for.
Right.
So
good. Yeah. And one other thing I wanted to ask you about, do we have a date yet for the green game? Do you know?
It'll be in the spring semester.
Okay.
We don't have a set date
we'll be
yet.
Hearing about that.
Yes.
Yes. So the green game, for those of you who are new to campus, is a basketball game in which we try to do zero waste, and then we offset the carbon used by the traveling team to get here, and we try to offset the carbon of the event itself by planting trees on campus. So you'll see a green game sometime in the winter, and then sometime in spring you'll see the tree planting event that follows the green game. So in general, with the Office of Sustainability, you're working with energy and waste, and sometimes those overlap and sometimes they don't. All right. Well, Erica, it's been a real pleasure having you on the show this morning. I really appreciate you subbing in while Joan is traveling to some conference, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
So thank you so much for being with us, and we're really glad to have you listeners on People, Profit, and Planet.